This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and the mayor of Portland, Oregon, have engaged in a public war of words over the mayor's handling of police brutality protests, which have turned violent. Portland has seen 3 months of nightly protests since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. Most recently, it was the Saturday shooting death of a person during one of the events. In a series of tweets, the president criticized Mayor Ted Wheeler and urged him again to request help from the federal law enforcement. Saturday's shooting came after a caravan of right-wing activists drove into the downtown area where there were confrontations with protesters there. The scores of police supporters gathered in downtown Kenosha, where protesters demonstrated against police brutality since the shooting of Jacob Blake last weekend. Some attending the rally in the Wisconsin city on Sunday wore back the blue shirts. Others carried American flags. They applauded when law enforcement vehicles rolled by. A Kenosha police officer shot Blake in the back August 23rd, leaving the 29-year-old black man paralyzed. Protesters have marched in Kenosha every night since Blake's shooting. Some of them devolved into unrest. On Tuesday, two people were killed by an armed civilian during protest in Kenosha. More than 40 professional athletes signed a letter in solidarity with the Invest in Us coalition demanding accountability for the Wisconsin police officer who shot Jacob Blake. The athletes, including former boxer Leila Ali, New Orleans linebacker Demario Davis, former NFL players Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett, and many more, also called for real investments to end police violence and gun violence in black and brown communities.